This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin in Washington.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate followed the House's lead and passed a temporary funding package to keep the U.S. government open into 2024.
The AP's Jennifer King in Washington with news that that temporary funding bill now goes to President Biden for his signature. U.S. Capitol Police call it a violent protest, a demonstration last night in Washington outside the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee, calling for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Protesters and police clashed. Protesters blamed police for the trouble. One person arrested. Meanwhile, in the war between Israel and Hamas,
Israeli forces have dropped leaflets to Palestinians in the south of Gaza. The warnings to leave the south come not long after Israel told thousands of weary Palestinian civilians to leave the north and seek refuge in the south. Meanwhile, in a raid on northern Gaza's Shifa hospital, Israeli soldiers still have found no evidence of a Hamas base, which they claimed was hidden beneath the complex. Hamas and staff at the hospital, Gaza's largest, insist that no base exists there. Broadening the offensive to the south, where Israel already carries out daily air raids, threatens to worsen an already severe humanitarian crisis in the besieged territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
What came of President Biden's meeting with China's Xi Jinping yesterday near San Francisco? Agreements to reestablish military communications, limit illegal fentanyl production, and keep the lines of communication open. President Biden.
He and I agreed that each one of us could pick up the phone, call directly, and we'd be heard immediately.
A Texas inmate convicted of kidnapping and strangling a 5-year-old girl will be executed this evening. Prosecutors say little Alexandra Flores was Christmas shopping with her family at a Walmart store when she was kidnapped in 2001 in El Paso. This is AP News. We're not making this up. The AP's Julie Walker.
A horse got loose on a plane, forcing the flight to divert, dump fuel, and land at JFK Airport last week. The cargo plane chartered by Air Atlanta Icelandic had just taken off from JFK en route to Belgium when the pilot radioed into air traffic control, the audio captured by ATC Live.
The horse managed to escape his stall. We don't have a problem as of flying-wise, but we need to return back to New York. We cannot get the horse back secure.
The plane was near Boston when the horse broke free in the cargo hold. The pilot had to dump 20 tons of fuel near Martha's Vineyard to bring the weight down and safely land. Julie Walker, New York.
Gas prices keep falling. Gas is $3.34 a gallon this morning, down 6 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.